Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio has not said if he's running for president in 2016, but if you want to peek on what some planks of his presidential platform might look like, just look at Rubio's new book, American Dream, Restoring Economic Opportunity for Everyone. PolitiFact Florida did just that and has fact-checked a couple of claims in Rubio's book. Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida is here to talk about what they found out. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
Josh, one position outlined in Rubio's book is a push for energy independence and big opposition to industrial regulation. Rubio says in American Dream that government-created obstacles are bad for states like Florida. Rubio writes, a private company is interested in building a natural gas pipeline into Florida, but before it can even begin construction, it's being forced to spend months under the review of six federal agencies. Josh, PolitiFact checked that out. What was the ruling?
We actually rated this one true, and we're not looking at whether or not this is over-regulation or anything like that. And we did not hear back from Rubio's office, but we ascertained that this was a big project called the Sable Trail Transmission Expansion, and that was a pipeline that is designated to come in, finish up by 2017, and it would bring natural gas to Central Florida from Alabama. Well, we took a look at the proposal, and sure enough, there are five different agencies listed. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that looks at all pipeline projects that are built in the United States, but there are also things for fish and wildlife and endangered species and checking on groundwater. And the U.S. Department of Transportation also has to overlook it. So that would be six. And then we threw on top of that OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's guidelines that oversee all construction projects. So, you know, if you want to be technical, it's actually more than seven. But when we looked at whether or not it was at least six, well, we called that true.
Also in American Dream, Rubio addresses education, saying universities need to stop hiring so many bureaucrats. He writes, one study found that the number of administrative employees at colleges and universities has more than doubled over the last 25 years, outpacing the growth of students by more than 2 to 1. Josh, is that true?
We actually called that mostly true. And there are studies here that looked at it, and the number isn't quite 100% growth for bureaucrats. It's a little less than that. And actually, if you parse it down to whether or not we're talking about actual administrators or student support staff, those are people who handle things like career counseling or maybe disciplinary boards. You know, that number drops down a little bit more, but the growth really is kind of 2 to 1. Not all bureaucrats, though, so we called it mostly true.
And finally, Josh, let's take a quick trip to the Magic Kingdom, which, according to one Miami-Dade County commissioner, would have been located in South Florida instead of Orlando if South Florida hadn't said no. Really, Josh?
Well, this is one of those great South Florida legends here, and it doesn't seem to be driven by anything more than a little bit of jealousy. It's all hearsay. This is from the county commission down there. One of their county commissioners, Dennis Ross, said this. He is wanting an amusement park in his district, so he said this. But we talked to a lot of different historians, and going back to 1965 when the Orlando project was announced, and it seems like Disney never really considered this. The closest they got was Palm Beach County to considering it, but it seems like Orlando was always the number one target, so we had to call that one false.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, what's your favorite ride at Disney World?
Well, I have to say it used to be the Maelstrom, but they're replacing that with the Frozen ride, and I guess my daughter will be pretty happy about that one.